It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, and America's top-rated sportsbook app is wishing you the happiest of holidays. And to kick off the season of giving, DraftKings has new promotions and odds boosts every day this week. Luckily for us sports fans, there's a lot of great action taking place this week. Football teams are in the hunt to secure their place in the playoffs, while college basketball season is just getting underway. No better place to get in on all the action. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook has endless ways for you to bet, from live betting to betting on your favorite players. They do it all. And download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure to use promo code KSN when you sign up, and you can get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. And Greg, we haven't talked recruiting in a while, so what the heck? Let's do it today. First up, it's been real quiet on the recruiting front until this week, where Penn State picked up a commitment from a wide receiver, formerly a Duke commit, Harrison Wallace. He's a wide receiver. He seems to be climbing the ranks among recruit rankings. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, I like him a lot, Jim. This is a guy who Penn State offered about a month after. They offered him in mid-November, about a month after Duke did. There weren't many schools recruiting Harrison Wallace when Duke offered, and he jumped right on it. When the Blue Devils offered, he committed pretty much in stride. I find it interesting that 247 Sports lists him as a four-star, but the composite has him as a three-star. Tells me that they've seen more of him than some of their peers have, which I guess doesn't terribly shock me, considering they're pretty good in the South, and particularly in Alabama, when it comes to where their analysts are. So, good get here. A guy who I think can probably come in and play early, maybe not quite on the same level of a Parker Washington or a Keandre Smith Lambert, but I don't think he's too far off either in that regard. So, you know, he's a really good pickup late in the class. I think that his senior film has obviously impressed a lot of people. And, you know, it will be a question of how soon he can polish his skills in terms of when he could be seen on the field for Penn State in 2021 and beyond. So time will tell on that front. You know, obviously, I think Taylor Stubblefield has proven he can start these guys off on the right foot. But again, not everyone's going to be Parker Washington, so don't want to put those expectations on him at this point. But, you know, Penn State has a nice receiver group now with Liam Clifford and Lonnie White Jr., and now they add Harrison Wallace to that fold as well.
Well, Greg, this year in recruiting is very different than any other year because of the COVID situation. A lot of these rankings are based on the camps that players attend, correct? So without could you explain how that works and why this season is so different?
Yeah, it's been a challenge, no doubt. So when you look at the evaluation process, and that's, you know, the 247 Sports, the Rivals, the ESPNs, I mean, they use the Under Armour camps, the Nike camps, things like that, in the spring to really set the groundwork for where their rankings are going to go for the junior class and even some of the senior class. And they didn't have those this year because of the coronavirus pandemic, of course. And then when it comes to kids going to campus and getting offers from schools because they go to their camp in the summer and showcase how much better they are compared to the year before, you know, those didn't happen either. So a lot of these guys who are, you know, your typical late bloomers, they had to wait until they had enough senior film to put out. And some places, of course, played high school football. Some places didn't. Some places started later than others. Some places played, you know, a handful of games. Some played a typical length season. So, I mean, there's all kinds of different things going on. And, you know, even if a kid plays three or four games, you know, you might get that tape, but you still might have questions about some size or speed or something like that that you're trying to get answered. So, it's been tough. There's no doubt. It's completely changed the way these schools recruit. And, you know, I'm sure none of them like it. I'm sure that all of them have found ways to adapt to how you have to do it this year. But it's made it tough, and it's going to make for, number one, some kids are going to end up at schools and end up being superstars, and people are going to say, well, how in the world did he end up there? And it's just going to be because of the, you know, the challenges tied to the pandemic. And then conversely, I think there's going to be some guys who show up at big schools and never pan out to be anything and transfer and, you know, maybe only spend a couple of years on campus. And the question will be, what happened? And I think it'll simply be that, you know, maybe that guy wasn't as good as we thought he was as a junior, but that was the last tape we anyone had to go off of. And, you know, he just didn't keep growing and keep, you know, building his skills and things like that. But you weren't able to tell because his team didn't play a senior season. So all of those things are going to have to be taken into consideration down the road when evaluating these classes.
When we look at recruiting classes, Greg, we as fans often look at the glamour positions. Did they get a quarterback? And there is a quarterback, Christian Vaillou, on this in this class of 2021. Currently no running back, correct? And are there some candidates at the running back position that we still might see committing to Penn State?
Yeah, so I mean, at this point, obviously the guy everyone's watching, you know, is Deshaun Morrell, and I'm not sure how much longer he intends to take this process. He's going to wait all the way until signing day next week, or if he could decide sooner. But you know, ultimately, I think that could be Penn State's last chance to get it back. You know, it's not out of the question that they could find somebody, you know, closer to the February signing period, maybe someone who slipped through the cracks, maybe somebody who, you know, maybe somebody who, you know, offered or got a bunch of offers late and they came on the Penn State's radar. So we'll have to wait and see. You know, Morrell's going to announce on December 18th. And of course, it's the last day of the early signing period, which starts on December 16th, next Wednesday. He was once committed to UCLA. Now they are a finalist along with Oklahoma State and Penn State. You know, I would say this, Jim. I would feel a lot better about Penn State's chances to land him if it was able to get him on campus. But at the same time, you know, outside of UCLA, I'm not really sure how much he's seen Oklahoma State for obvious reasons. So, you know, I think you give Penn State a small shot here. I could, you know, definitely see him recommitting to UCLA. That's certainly a possibility. But, you know, at the same time, Penn State's going to keep working this one and see if they can find a way in at the last second.
When a situation comes up like this where the player's going to make his announcement, we often see they always have, you know, the social media information is all ready to go. So you get the impression that the school he's going to, do they typically know ahead of time what's going to happen?
Yeah, some do and some don't. So some of these kids are going to wait until the very last second to make up their mind. And when that happens, they might not have time to call all the coaches and schools and everything before making their announcement. Now, in a lot of cases, they'll at least call the one that they're picking. But sometimes coaches do find, it's very rare, but sometimes coaches do find out in real time, you know, who they are getting and that they are getting somebody. And at the same time, other, you know, coaches at other schools find out in real time if they're not getting that kid. But I would say it's more often than not, Jim, that kids do call all the schools that are involved in their process, and those schools know before the announcement whether or not they're getting a guy who's doing a hat ceremony or putting something on Twitter or what have you. So, yeah, I would say that, again, more often than not, the coaches do find out ahead of time.
As we approach that early signing date, are there any other players, possibilities for Penn State? As I said, it's been very quiet over the last several weeks until Harrison Wallace made a commitment. Other than running back, can we look for anything else, any other action for Penn State?
I really don't think so, Gio. I mean, don't get me wrong. There could be some guys who pop up at some point. You know, I don't think George Rooks decided yet, the four-star defensive lineman we've talked about before out of the New Jersey area. You know, could Penn State work its way back in there? Sure. Is it very likely? No. You know, Devon Townley's a four-star end from Minnesota. He's a guy that's been on 247's board there for a while. Deshaun Morrell, of course, we just talked about. So, I mean, yeah, is it possible that they find a way in late, you know, Ketravion Hargrove's a running back from Louisiana they're keeping an eye on. He could be a guy to keep in mind there. They've sent out some 2021 offers, but, you know, I just don't know. There's two problems here. One is, look at the size of the senior class, Jim. The scholarship players who are going to be honored on Saturday for Michigan State, Lamont Wade, Shaka Toney, Shane Simmons, Antonio Shelton, Michael Mennett, Will Fries, Castro Fields, and Brisker. That's what, eight, I believe? So eight scholarship seniors is all you're sending off this year. I mean, this is a very small senior class, and we've known that all along, but when you see it in writing like that, it really kind of hits home. And so they don't have the luxury of just adding guys like they have in the past late just for the sake of doing so. And they especially don't if they want to go into the transfer portal and find some depth this offseason at some key spots that are going to need it. So, you know, they have to be smart and save space there as well. So I just don't see them adding a whole bunch of guys late here. You know, again, they add Wallace. That's a good get. Maybe one more guy, two at absolute most. And you can assume you're going to have some typical attrition as it relates to your own guys going into the transfer portal. We already saw one with Trent Gordon, so that's happened. And, you know, I'm sure there'll be some more, and we don't know what the NCAA is going to do with scholarship limits and things like that. But, I mean, yeah, you can't oversign this year. You got to be careful about that.
They definitely do. Let's talk a little bit about the players that are committed who are looking to enter early. We know that's a big deal. If you could get these guys on campus early, what players can we look for from this recruiting class to enter early, Greg?
Yeah, so at this point, you know, we saw that Landon Tangwall has announced that he is planning to do that. I believe Zaki Wheatley, the four-star corner out of Maryland, is going to do that. I believe both King brothers, Kalen and Kobe, will be able to early enroll this year. That was at least the plan last I checked with them. Christian Bayou, the four-star, three-star, whatever, quarterback from Maryland, who, of course, didn't have a high school season. He's going to enroll early, which is extremely important with how much time he's missed because of the pandemic. Jeffrey Davis Jr., the corner from Connecticut, was expected to enroll early at last check. And we know that Nate Bruce, the Harrisburg offensive lineman, is as well. So pretty good size of kids that plan to come in early, Jim, and we'll see what kind of impact that can give them in 2021 and beyond.
All right, Greg, I got to ask you questions in quarter one and in quarter number two, but guess what? Next segment, we look to our listeners in our Ask Greg segment, so stick around for that. You don't want to miss it.
To kick off the season of giving, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.